we have been tracking these crimes since 1999 for 15 years. So over that span of time, we've made a lot of effort as a coalition to educate the general public and specifically young people about homelessness. Some years we've seen decreases and some years we've seen increases. It ebbs and flows, I suppose, is the best way to say it.
What exactly happened on Sunday?
John Hensley was exiting the drop-in center at about 3 a.m. and as he was walking, a young man, 21 years old, kind of grabbed him from behind, pulled him around, and punched him in the face. Then the two other men with him began kicking and punching Mr. Hensley repeatedly about the face and the chest.
And the three men who were arrested in this case said they did it because they were bored. We've heard that story before in Cincinnati. How do you begin to combat that type of thinking?
It is difficult to understand why somebody would do this. A lot of times when perpetrators are caught, their answer will be something like, "We were bored." And then often people, when prodded with more questions, will say, "Well, what does it really matter? It's just a homeless person." They choose folks without homes because they think that nobody will care.
This sounds like adult bullying. We have grown people assaulting the weak and vulnerable in our community. Is that an accurate statement?
It is certainly bullying, and it is even more so, it's a hate crime because it's directed specifically at a target group of people. It's a way of looking at our society that primarily young people and teenagers think it's okay to beat folks because they don't have homes. Now, that's a spiral for our system and our society.
The number of crimes against the homeless that result in death outnumber the number of deaths in hate crimes associated with race, religion, or sexual orientation. Does that surprise you?
And it outnumbers them, all the other ones combined, and it's more than double. In fact, it's close to triple. It's not really surprising because we've known, and the National Coalition and other coalitions have known, that this is happening for the past 15 years. And for 15 years at the national, state, and local levels, we've been trying to get these crimes recognized as hate crimes.
Several organizations are fighting for the government to recognize these incidents as hate crimes. How soon do you think that will happen? What will it take?
Well, so far it's been a decade and a half. And in the state of Ohio, there's been a bill that has been, and at some points, on the edge of passing, on the edge of getting to the floor in our state Congress, and it always seems to fall dead. And the real question is, what does it take? How many people have to be beaten and or murdered before the government and the representatives will say, you know, we got to do something extra about this? There's a trickle-down effect. As elected officials that have some sort of stature in the community continually put at bay people without homes, either through zoning out shelter or criminalization, or just simply saying, look, we're not going to designate this a hate crime, it trickles down to our young people, and it says to them that this is okay. And I don't think most people would agree with that.
You can find out how to get in touch with the Greater Cincinnati Homeless Coalition on our website at wnku.org under local news. Josh Spring, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.